We are joined by world-famous maestro Victor Benner, and he's the music director from the California Philharmonic. He's been leading them for 18 years now? Yeah.
That would be 21.
21. And you've been all over the world, and you created Pasadena Pops.
That's correct.
Yeah, so you've done so many things, and now your talent is at Cal Phil. You also have brought one of the greatest piano players in the world, Brian Pezzoni. He is doing a show with you. Right now you have the special show Music Martinis and the Maestro happening. Uh-huh. We're coming up on Mother's Day. So do you want to tell us about that show?
Yeah, well, first thing I'd like to say, I'm the Maestro. Then that title.
Mm-hmm.
Martinis speak for themselves. And Brian's going to speak to the music that we're doing this Sunday. It's been a fun series. It's included string quartets and brass quintets and different ensembles. But Brian has got a really unique group of musicians that are going to be working with him. You come at 2 o'clock or before. There are beverages of all different styles, from water and Coca-Cola up to martinis and highballs and whatever. Wine, cheese plates, sandwiches, desserts, coffee. That's a nice deal. It's at the
Sophia Ballroom, right?
Yeah. And it's a very beautiful place. So anyway, you come in, I speak for 20-30 minutes, answer questions about music, about the program that the people are going to hear, about composers, about instruments. Then I bring on Brian and his team of cohorts, and they're going to bring you an absolutely exciting afternoon.
Yeah.
These concerts are give and take. You can ask me or the musicians questions. It's a fun thing. It's the antithesis of stereotypical classical music.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah. It's in an intimate setting, too. So
it only holds a couple hundred people, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get those questions in.
Yeah. Everybody can see Brian sweat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait a minute. He doesn't sweat. I forgot.
So this is at Pasadena's Paseo Colorado. And Brian, you're there.
Yeah.
Did you do part of the Star Wars, one of the Star Wars orchestras?
Oh, you know, it's hard to say, but I just have to, just a little joke off uh-huh. of what the maestro said. I am the antithesis of stereotypical anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought I'd put that joke in there. Long story short, I've just grown up playing every single kind of music I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it through childhood, I did it through high school, I did it through classical studies when I was at Eastman. We're talking classical, pop, jazz, my own, avant-garde, novant-garde, you know, highbrow, lowbrow, nobrow. And I've just carried that into a career.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, you know, there was a couple Star Wars films that I've been on. I've worked with John Williams a number of times. Mm-hmm. Very grateful for that. And I had a long run in the studios recording on film and TV. My musical life and career is like that M.C. Escher painting. You know, the metamorphosis just sort of goes from one thing into another thing. Another opportunity comes up, something else comes up, and I'm just loving the ride.
Yeah, you play so many different venues, places, and you cross over genres, obviously.
Yeah, you know, I just started naturally that way, and I kind of, you know, I've been asked to join a new faculty at a new piano program starting in the fall, where they want me specifically to help them build a crossover curriculum.
Oh,
and that's going to be really
uh-huh.
cool. That's at the Los Angeles College of Music in Pasadena. I could talk about this concert a little bit if you want.
Yes, because one of the things that you'll do is take titles from people. You do this really cool bit where you take titles, you arrange them in your head, and you got it. You sit down at the piano, and it's like magic happens.
Yeah, that's one of my little fun shticks. I've been doing it for a long time where people just give me a list of titles mm-hmm. and names or styles and whatever, and I'll write it down on a list or I remember in my head. And basically, it's a whole counterpoint of everything. Like, tunes are overlapped on other tunes that are then done in other styles, and it morphs and weaves and bobs. And I'm making it musical, and I'm actually using a nice piano touch so that it sounds good. And at the same time, the other part of my brain is calculating the form, like where it's going to go soft, where it's going to come to a climax, how it's going to end, which tune I'm going to like lift to make the grand finale, that kind of thing. So that's my state of flow when I'm doing that kind of thing, because I'm using both sides of my brain to the max.
You can hear people call out Led Zeppelin. They'll want a Led Zeppelin song, Beatles, Beethoven.
Buxtehude.
Yeah, and you put it all together. That is one of the things that'll happen on Mother's Day. You'll see that on the Mother's Day performance if you go.
I got some great musicians with me. Basically, when I do these kinds of programs, in terms of it being eclectic, I like to have an eclectic array of people. So I have myself, I have a bass, drummer, a violinist that I just made friends with last year who's brilliant. His name's Ben Powell. He plays classical and jazz and crosses over. And this wonderful singer, Annalise Staub. My percussionist is M.B. Gordy. He's done the whole array. And Tim Emmons, the bass player, has done a whole array. And so in a short period of time, what I'm going to do is give versions of like a kaleidoscope version of very different kinds of music, from classical music to crossover music to contemporary music. And Annalise gave me some suggestions for songs, and we've been in touch, and one of the songs has a very optimistic theme to it. So I said, you know, Annalise, I said, I'm going to construct the whole program, whether it's from the older music in the classical era, or whether it's improvisation, or whether it's, you know, one of my tunes, or whatever we're doing, around the basic idea of optimism and love, it being Mother's Day. And, you know, I think the tune is Make Someone Happy. That's my idea for the unifying theme of this concert, is to continue to inspire optimism. Yeah. Through music. Yeah.
We want to celebrate mom and have a happy day, have a good day. And so it's Petsoni and Friends, and everybody's got the optimistic theme going. So your charming mom's mom will love it. Yeah. This is next Sunday.
I look forward to it. And I'm so grateful to Maestro Victor Venner for inviting me and for working with him for all of these years. It's a great friendship.
You're very welcome, Brian.
So music, martinis, and the maestro. Tickets are at calphil.com, so you can do that to get tickets for next Sunday, get tickets for mom. And then the summer season is already mapped out, Victor, the 2017 summer season at Walt Disney Concert Hall.
Right. Well, that has been a wonderful relationship. This is our 15th year at Walt Disney. It's a beautiful location. If your listeners have never been, they must go this summer and see the place. It's architecturally in a different world, and acoustically, it's just fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't need amplification. You sit there and the music just penetrates your body and mind. It's a wonderful location.
Because of the design of the building too, right?
Yeah,
that
just
makes
amazing. We've got a bunch of different concerts. It's a total of five that we're doing. And the hallmark, just as Brian talked about his crossover concerts with pop and classical piano, that's what CalPhil and my descriptive nature would be. Mm-hmm. Crossover concerts. They're not grandma's classical symphony concerts. They're not just some big pop, how loud and fast can you play until you get off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But they're a mixture. And Tina, this features a magnificent CalPhil chorale.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 150 to 180 voice choir under the leadership of Mary Lou Bazaraba.
Mm-hmm.
And we're featuring them on the first concert. And they'll be doing great moments from Wagner operas. We'll be playing some of his great opera choruses from the movies. You know, things like Conan the Barbarian. Phenomenal music.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising when you think of Arnold Schwarzenegger in his early years.
Mm-hmm.
The Lion in Winter,
mm-hmm.
Thor, which was popular just a few years ago, and then the Titanic. Wonderful popular film music. The next show is Rodgers, Hammerstein, and the Organ. Okay, Rodgers and Hammerstein, the two greatest Broadway composers and lyricists ever. We're going to be doing Carousel, King and I, Oklahoma, South Pacific, Sound of Music. On this program, we're featuring one of CalPhil's most beloved singers, Kevin Early. A fabulous baritone voice. He's been in New York for about a decade, and we've missed him. With him is the absolutely brilliant young singer and actress, Annalise Stout. And the organ means that we are going to be featuring Philip Smith. He is the curator of the Walt Disney Concert Hall organ. He is the main player, the main guy, and he's going to be appearing with the orchestra to treat you to the fabulous sound of that gigantic, beautiful organ.
And then An Afternoon in Old Vienna comes next with Judith Hill,
yeah,
right?
Another July 30th. Another crossover favorite for me. Grammy Award-winning singer Judith Hill is coming back to sing with us. She was with us last year. She won a Grammy. She was featured in the film 30 Feet from Stardom. She had been on The Voice and was one of the top singers there years ago. She was the protege of Prince and Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, she sang at his funeral and was to tour with Michael on his final, would have been his final tour, but he passed away ahead of time. So she is just a very hip and very wonderful pop singer.
Very multi-talented woman. And
yeah, and mm-hmm. she rarely sings with the symphony orchestras. She sang with us last year and said, you know, I want to come back.
Mm-hmm. The World's Best Marches happens on August 20th. It's the season finale that's going to kind of go out with a bang, yeah?
It's something, we think of a march as something somebody plays going down the street on New Year's Day if they're a high school or collegiate band. The idea of a processional or a march is so much more. We have from the film The River Kwai, Colonel Bogey March, which is the famous where everybody, all the prisoners of war whistle. So it's kind of a anti, you may have us captured, but we've got our own style. Then something we're going to do that if you're an SC fan, you're going to appreciate. Conquest, the very famous thing for all SC students and football lovers when the band plays that after they have a touchdown. And so it's originally from a movie called Captain from Castile.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfred Newman, the composer at the studio, said, you know what? This is a great song. I want to give it to this great college. So he deeded over the Captain of Castile, and just a few changes have been made.
And Stars and Stripes Forever, that's part of it.
Well, yeah, that is really the official march of the United States.
Yeah.
It's been played at classical concerts by Toscanini. It is certainly one of the most memorable. And what I want to say about this is it will be fun and it will be emotional.
They will love it.
They will love it, I promise.
Yes, and there's a whole summer season at Cal Phil. So thank you, Maestro Victor Venner here. And it's calphil.com, and a great performance coming for Mother's Day next Sunday.